It's Planet 93.9, the Quad Cities Real Alternative Radio. Mike Schultz joining us here with a look at what's going on in the world of cinema. A couple of movies we sent you off to see, Mike. You can read his reviews online at rcreader.com and in the printed pages of the River Cities Reader. Where do we get started? Probably Death on the Nile,
hey,
right?
How you doing, Darren?
Death on the Nile, is that where we start?
Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah.
Because that's the number one movie in America right now.
It did pretty well, I think. Yeah, like 12 million or something like that, 15. That's not bad. And that's not bad for an Agatha Christie movie anyway at the end of the day. It's like, yeah, that's decent.
Yeah.
And the movie's decent. The movie's quite good. It's a remake of a 1978 movie, though. Do you remember that one?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a classic. Yeah. Betty Davis and Angela Lansbury and Peter Ustinov. And, you know, I mean, it's so good. And this one's pretty good. Yeah. And so I have no idea how it's going to work for somebody who doesn't know the mystery. Because I walked in going, yeah, I'm set. You know,
yeah.
There's not a lot to
figure
out.
They didn't change it, so it was somebody else.
No, nothing's changed. They change a few characters subtly, but it's still the exact same story. Mm-hmm. But it does have, but Branagh's pretty good as Hercule Poirot. And Annette Bening's really good, and Sophie Okonedo, and it's got good people in it, so I liked it.
How's it look?
Cheesy.
Does it?
Yeah, it looks like the Polar Express.
Okay.
It's the weirdest thing. It's everything is like a matte painting, and with CGI, and so it's like it kind of looks like a fantasy, you know, children's adventure, and it's like this is about a really nasty group of murders on the river, so the look doesn't match the story at all. Huh. Strange.
Is it weird to see an Army Hammer in a movie?
A little bit.
Knowing what we
know. Yeah, I actually mentioned that in the review because the first time he shows up, it's like, oh, wait, we're not supposed to see you anymore, right?
I thought you were done.
You're done. But the movie got filmed so many years before. It was supposed to come out in the December of 2019.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's been out. It's been held for a long time. So, but it was good. Yeah, yeah.
There was a romantic comedy with Owen Wilson and Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
It looks dreadful.
It looks dreadful.
I'm not the one that they made this movie for, I guess.
What's the premise again?
Okay, so Jennifer Lopez plays a pop superstar who is planning to get married to her pop superstar boyfriend in front of 20 million people, and she finds out that he's cheating like 2 seconds before they say their vows.
Yeah.
And so she has like a little mini breakdown on stage, and Owen Wilson's in the crowd holding a sign that says Marry Me, because that's the name of her big single, and his friend brought it, and she's like, here, hold this. And he's like, okay, I'll hold this. And so she looks in the crowd, she sees Owen Wilson, and it says Marry Me, and she's like, I will. And they get married on stage.
They're in their 50s.
And
this is not, you know, we're not talking about 20-year-old concert goers or 20-year-old pop stars.
No, she's in her 50s, as is he. And so the rest of the movie is like, let's get to know each other and maybe we'll fall in love. And, you know, of course. But it actually, it worked for me. It's not made for me either. But as these things go, Jennifer Lopez really can only be cast as Jennifer Lopez now.
Uh-huh.
She's just beyond playing a role. So as opposed to like having to sit through a movie where she plays a maid or an architect, you know, and you know, it's like, no, just play J-Lo and we're fine. So it kind of worked for me. And Owen Wilson is exactly as Owen Wilson-y as you want.
I will marry you, Owen Wilson. Wow.
Wow.
Wow, let's get married. That's
crazy. Wow. Strange. So, yeah, you know what you're getting with this thing, but it's actually a really good version of this awful thing.
And I suspect you know what you're getting when you see a Liam Neeson in Blacklight.
Yeah, it's Liam with a gun. So that's what we got. Again, he's...
what's his gripe this time?
Okay, so this time he plays a fixer for the FBI who finds out that the FBI maybe doesn't have our best interests at heart all the time and might be assassinating people for no reason.
For absolutely no reason.
Yeah, it's just random. That is an interesting premise. And so it's basically, it's kind of like every conspiracy theorist's idea of what the FBI is.
Isn't that the premise of one of Cosmo's movies in Seinfeld? When people want you dead, not because they don't like you, but for other reasons.
That sounds absolutely right.
Wow.
Yeah. It was bad. They're all bad. I don't know what we can do with Liam Neeson now. It's like that's all he does. I was saying, give him a rom-com with J-Lo. You know, that might be interesting. But
is it possible that, well, I'm certain this is the case. Liam Neeson movies probably aren't even made for domestic audiences, right? Like, they release them
probably
here,
not. Yeah.
But if you see Liam Neeson with a gun around the world, people are going to...
If you're in China, it's
right,
got a line around the block, probably.
Right, or anywhere, right?
Sure, yeah.
They're making
maybe
money.
And he's got to have a stockpile of these. I mean, because he there's like two or three a year. I remember like three of them came out in the first few months of the pandemic. And it was like, when did you make all these things? I mean, when they were desperate to release anything at the movies. We got like a new Liam Neeson movie every month. I don't know how
does anybody hide under a bed in this one?
No, I don't think so.
No,
okay. Not this time. But it's like we were talking about Bruce Willis had, what, 9 movies or something last year?
He's got his own Razzies category.
We didn't see any of them.
Right.
None of them got released, but he made them.
Right.
So I think Liam Neeson's got the same thing going where he's just got all these movies backlogged.
Well, he's
going
to be 70 this year.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was that old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So I don't know that we're going to be seeing too many more of these.
Well, we
or
thought so
we
about
will.
Clint. I mean,
well,
Clint is still doing
say,
it.
He can always
you know?
Do Cry Macho too.
Yeah. He could play
in
Clint's
20 years.
Kid. Right. He could play his grandkid at this point, you know?
What movies are you going to see?
Clint Eastwood's grandchild.
See, now that would make me happy. What are we seeing this weekend? Let's see.
Dog? What's Dog?
Oh, Dog. Dog is Channing Tatum and a dog. He plays like an army ranger who has to get his old boss's military dog to his old boss's funeral. And so they do a road trip. It's a road trip movie with Channing Tatum and a dog. I'm on board.
I've seen the previews for this. The name of the movie is just Dog.
Yeah, just like Pig and Lamb. Remember,
okay.
I mean, it's
the
new thing. Yeah, absolutely.
And you're also going to have to go and watch Uncharted.
I am. Oh, am I dreading that.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the video game series? Because apparently the video games are great, is
okay.
what I hear.
Okay.
I don't know. But that thing looks like National Treasure, Raiders of the, you know.
I hope for your sake, Dog isn't as murderous as Lamb.
Right? Or Pig, for
or
that
pig.
Matter. Yeah. I hope so, too. I'm crossing fingers.
And this movie is kind of an amalgamation of all of the Uncharted video games.
You know, who knows? I've never played them. I don't know.
What's
but
it called again?
It looks so vanilla.
Uncharted.
Uncharted. It looks so bland, you know? I mean, you got Tom Holland and Mark Wahlberg. I mean, that's kind of bland right there.
Here's the thing with Tom Holland. He's a great Peter Parker.
Yes,
but
indeed.
I don't... But and you're going to have to deal with this, buddy. Like, it's typecasting. You're just always Peter Parker. He looks like a 12-year-old kid.
Still.
I can't buy him.
It's been 10 years and he looks exactly the same. It's the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there.
That's weird.
So we got that. But we also have a horror movie, like a new werewolf movie out. So,
the Cursed.
Know, the Cursed or The Cursed. I'm not sure.
Is that a movie? It's about werewolves, huh?
It's set in like the late 1800s. So it's kind of like The Witch, but with the
rural
with
19th
werewolves?
Century France. A mysterious, possibly supernatural menace threatens a small village.
Okay.
John McBride, a pathologist, comes to town to investigate the danger and exorcise some of his own demons in the process.
Ah, man, that's novel. All right.
Works on a couple levels.
Well, who's
but, only, but only two.
But only two.
So, yeah. Yeah. We'll see. It's got Boyd Holbrook in it. I like him a lot. He's
I don't know
good.
Who
he was
that
on,
is.
He was on Narcos on Netflix.
Okay.
Really solid actor. Yeah.
Well,
so, you know, we got a few things to see. Yeah.
Well, off you go. And then,
off I go.
And then next week, it'll be the Foo Fighters movie.
Oh, is that next week?
That's next week.
I'm kind of jamming on that already.
Yeah.
It looks fun. Yeah.
He's Mike Schultz from the River Cities Reader. He joins us Thursday mornings here to talk about the movies. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, my pleasure.
Mike.
Thank you.